is a Bramble Jam podcast.
What should I do today? Oh, I don't know. Maybe say my name is Brandon and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
That's not bad. Okay. I've been, yeah, I've been thinking that. Like, you see, I don't know. I was thinking of going with, and I'm going to test it out.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Panda.
Okay.
I like Hallmark Christmas
Spicy.
Movies.
I've been just wringing my brain.
I know you have.
Just couldn't sleep last night. Yeah, knocking really? It about. And yeah. Here's what I landed with.
Okay.
I focus grouped it. I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark Christmas.
You focus grouped
that. I did.
Yeah. Well, it shows.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah. This is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, I think this podcast is just a slow, steady march to get rid of every listener that just wants us to get on with it.
Yeah,
that's all it is, right? Like, we're trying to alienate anyone that wants us to just talk about the movies. Just slow, but even the intro is getting longer.
Listen.
And can I say, I'm here for it?
Yes. Yeah, no. We are here for it.
Yeah.
If you did not like that, this is not the podcast for you. Oh, we're going to save you the next 40 yeah. minutes
of
your life.
If you're popping in just for the Christmas She Wrote murder, then you're going to be in, you're going to be in out of luck.
Guys, man, oh man, yeah. We are just squeaking on by.
I love when you jump out there with nothing. It's my favorite.
Well, what I wanted to say was
we are
getting closer. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
I am absolutely feeling it. Guys, I got to ask you, are you done with your shopping yet?
No.
Oh.
Have you started it?
No.
I felt like I just reminded you that Christmas is coming up and you got to do some shopping.
What dawned on me was the fact that I have to buy gifts.
Yes.
I think there's a thing where I'm get all into the Christmas spirit and forget about the presents.
Oh, man. Sometimes the
you
spirit
forget
just
about receiving them too or just giving them.
No, I remember.
You've had your list ready to go for months.
Right.
Yeah. Dan, what about you?
Oh, no. But my wife is so good about getting out ahead of that stuff.
What I'm saying is you personally, I know you have some things that you got to get, like for your wife or something,
for us, of course.
Me.
Yeah, big Christmas gift every year.
For where you are you in your shopping?
Oh, I'm somewhere in there.
Yeah?
Somewhere in there. I'm around done, for sure.
I think, at 90% finished.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get me, Brandon?
I should have made what I've already given you a gift this holiday season, and I should just.
I don't think that counts. It wasn't wrapped, and it wasn't designated as a Christmas gift. And I think it came in November. So anyway, and it was used.
Used. I do want to point out there was still a stain at the bottom of my cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Used. Yeah.
No, so, I'm only doing used gifts this year.
Okay.
I'm not buying anything.
I don't think either of those qualified as a Christmas
gift. You know what?
Gift.
I'll take it from you. If that's all I get this year, then
he doesn't have to get you anything.
But have you?
I'm not reciprocating.
Have you used it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Okay, have you used it like this holiday season?
Yeah, because you got to me in November. Hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a new thing I'm doing. I'm giving all of my gifts in November so they can be.
This is what he does. That's wrong, and then he tries to retroact it into being correct.
So you do agree, though, that I should have just said it. But here's the thing.
Yeah, if you had saved that, wrapped it up, I'd have been thrilled.
But then you can't use it.
That's right. You're 100%
so
right.
So it's what's more Christmassy than hot chocolate? What's more Christmassy than a nice mug? Christmas time mug. Nothing. You want to use it in the holidays.
I'll
get you guys.
If it's going to be a gift,
I'll get you a gift.
Listen, my mom taught me never to look a gift horse in the mouth. I have before.
A what?
A gift horse in the mouth. Have you never heard that?
Tortoise?
A gift horse.
Horse.
H-O-R-S-E.
It's a horse. Nay. Someone say horse. I thought you said a gift tortoise. Either way, I don't get it.
Hey, I'm the gift horse.
Hey, let me look at that mouth.
No, I'm gonna.
You just take that gift.
I'ma snap it.
I'ma snap
or
it.
Or I'm out of here.
Dude, those snapping turtles, man, they might be slow, but they can snap you.
They'll snap you.
What's a gift horse?
It's a horse. A saying.
Why don't you ever look at it in the mouth?
It could get you, it could bite you. I don't know.
Either way,
it's big teeth. No, I don't know why you shouldn't look it in the
because
mouth.
Because you check the health. My understanding was you check the health of the horse by looking in its mouth. And in this case, it's a gift horse. Doesn't matter. You're just happy you got one.
Get the gift. You just stay away from the mouth.
You just don't need to look. Even if it's not looking good in the mouth.
Yeah, what if it's got some serious periodontal
What if I'm using
is better than a is better
but
than.
But what if it's got some serious periodontal like stuff going on?
Doesn't matter.
What if I get your horse and I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this into town.
But what if I'd rather buy a healthy horse than be given a really like sick horse?
Yeah, and why are you going around giving out sick horses?
I could not use a sick horse. It's going to take up space over there dying.
Well, no, I see where you're saying because they do take up a lot of space. But you could sell that bad boy. Horse meat?
We gotten into some really murky
waters.
No.
I'm just saying back then. Not now.
Not now.
We are on Christmas, She Wrote. We have one more this week and then only two more weeks.
That's right. We're at 32 after this week.
Unbelievable. And then the week after Christmas, I think all we'll have is just a winter fest. Wow. Preview special. Because there's no new movies. Wow. So
that's right.
We'll do a preview and then just get a little hibernation nap in.
That's right.
Hibernation. We'll go into hibernation.
In season one, after that, we took a month off. And then season two, we took 2 weeks off. And this year, we're doing a 1 week with just a winter special off.
Yeah.
We're really big time business boys, aren't we?
Hey, and we.
Fun.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, there's a hockey movie coming out January 2nd. We can't miss that.
You know, the interesting decision.
So excited.
We'll get to Winterfest here in a couple weeks, obviously. But the interesting decision is that they're taking the New Year's resolution, Michael Rady joined,
and they're putting it the out second
of,
week.
Out of retirement, but still not playing it around New Year's. They're giving, we're a week removed at that point.
Wow.
It's an interesting.
Hallmark did just announce Country at Heart 2 for October 2024. So we're looking out for that. Make sure Niall gets his due.
Absolutely. Guys, do you want to talk about Christmas She Wrote?
Yes. I would love to.
Christmas She Wrote originally aired on December 6th.
2020.
Something like
we
that.
We are in it.
Kaylee is a big time writer who writes a column for a paper called Your Best Life Now. What is it?
Joel Osteen.
Yeah. Her boss is retiring and the new guy is coming in and firing just a bunch of people, including Kaylee. He clearly doesn't get it. She writes a goodbye column and the people go ape. They go nuts about it. And then she goes home for Christmas. And when Tripp, the boss, gets in trouble with his boss for firing Kaylee, he says, I'm going to get her back. But she's dodging his calls. She's blocking him on email. And so what is he to do but fly to her hometown? She decides to write for the local paper and do some daily events for the people to give them a holly and a jolly Christmas. And Tripp keeps showing up to these events. Now, they start hanging out more and more. They're talking about life. They're talking about past loves. They're talking about writing a romance novel that she never finished. And he's like, well, if you want to get that published, you just holler at your boy because I know some people. She bumps into her ex-fiance, Dan.
Yeah. He doesn't look as good as me, though.
No, he can't. No. It's impossible. Asks her to go to coffee. She's unsure how she feels about that, seeing as how Dan left her to go help kids in Haiti. Tripp keeps trying to get her back by reading her column all night long and coming to her and like quoting the column at her, telling her how good she is as a writer. And she's getting close to agreeing. She's starting to be like, okay, maybe I will do it. But then Steven, I think her brother or just friend, I'm still a little foggy on those details, but he comes home for Christmas, same town, and gets there, and she finds out that Steven got demoted to once a week to make room in the budget for Kaylee. Monster. And she gets real upset. And she gets over it pretty quickly. And they start talking again and hanging out. He and Dan kind of start competing for her affection. Now, Dan tells her that he's moving home. And she's like, okay. Mm-hmm. She finishes her novel and says, hey, Tripp, can you read this? Let me know what you think about it. And my guy, Tripp, loved it so much. Takes it to a publisher. They loved it so much, they offer her a book deal. And then he's able to package that together by syndicating her column around the country. And like anybody who's about to become a millionaire overnight, she gets very upset. And she says, no, no, no. What right do you have? He quits the job, his job, and leaves the town. Doesn't even stay for the snowball.
Ugh.
At the ball, Dana's like, hey, now I got $2 million to go build hospitals, so I'm going to do that. Deuces. And Tripp shows back up, bares his heart, and says, listen, I'm going to become a business reporter just a couple hours away. And she's like, okay, well, I'm now interested in the novels. That's still game. They slow dance together. They kiss. And that, my friends, was Christmas She Rose.
We did it. Boy. Nary a gunshot to be found.
Nary a gunshot to unbelievable. Be found. We did it, everybody. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll hear from some of our sponsors and we'll be back. We'll break this movie down even more here on Deck the Hallmark. Earlier, we were talking about how we still have Christmas shopping to
of
be
course,
done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I do. You guys definitely do.
Oh, sure, for sure.
And I bet you, the listener, also do. And you're wondering, what do I do? Well, there's nothing more classic. There's nothing more of a sure thing as a gift than a nice framed picture.
Oh, of course.
To show you, your family, your loved ones that you care and that you love them. Mm. And that's why I want to introduce you to my friends over at Framebridge. Framebridge.
You got it.
I have personally used Framebridge this holiday season.
They're fantastic.
And it could not be easier. When in past years, when I wanted to do a picture, I would go to the store and I'd go searching through all these frames and I'm like, I don't know which one to do. And then I would buy one, I'd bring it home, and then I would try to put the picture in the frame. And Lord knows I can't do that without breaking the frame or the glass going everywhere. I don't know what to do. Framebridge makes it easy by you can pick through a selection of frames, you upload the picture, they put it all together for you. There's also different things you can do, like you can send in a ticket stub and they will frame that. You can send in your wedding vows and they'll frame that. Whatever you want to do, they can do it. And here's the thing, everybody, Framebridge is they're going to hook you up with 15% off your first order. 15% off. It's amazing.
Wow.
Go to framebridge.com, use the promo code Hallmark to save 50% off. That's framebridge.com, promo code Hallmark. One more time, everyone, framebridge.com, promo code Hallmark. It's the perfect Christmas present. Don't delay Framebridge today. Gosh. That's good. Welcome back, everybody. Hey. We're talking about that Danica McKellar flick for 2020.
2020.
Christmas She Wrote. Mm. Let's do four segments.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything too crazy today.
All right.
I just want to keep it to the nitty and the gritty.
Yep.
And no one's nittier, no one's grittier with their hot take than my good friend Panda. Panda, they used to call you the nitty gritty.
They did. Yeah.
Back in
rightfully
high school.
Rightfully so,
because,
I think.
Because you threw out your opinions and people were like, that's hot.
Hot.
So share your hot take. Tell everybody how you felt about this movie.
Yeah. For a weekend of movies that, in my opinion, has been relatively dull, this movie is the best of the lot of them. But that's not saying a lot because this movie's not great. I liked Danica and what's the guy's name? Do we know his
Dylan
name?
Neal.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them. Sure. The plot I think is fine. I don't know if I got a ton of Christmas feels from this. I thought that there were some good B characters. I think her brother's pretty cool. I like him a lot. This movie's only an okay for me. I feel this way. I think I'm realizing this about Danica McKellar films in general. These are movies I tend to forget relatively quickly. Like I don't remember a lot of what ends up happening. Crown for Christmas is, in my opinion, her strongest one because of the royal flick, and that's her best one. But the ones that are not royal movies, like honestly, they're just not very memorable plot wise. They tend to be just super generic. And
I wish that was the case for me. I wish I could just forget.
I can't. Like in this case, like I don't remember. This one's going to be one I forget about.
I don't know if I remember her movie from last year. I remember Christmas at Grand Valley, Brennan Elliott, with the Christmas Camp Daycare.
I do remember. Okay,
Love,
I remember
Love
that
and Design
one.
With Andrew Walker with a TV show that she's
hosting. Maybe I do remember more.
What was her movie last year? I'm trying to think of it. I can't remember it.
I'll remember it when somebody says it. Look it up.
I'll look it up.
Apparently, I agree with you. I thought this movie was fine. I like them together. I will say, I think this is probably one of the worst written movies. There was just a lot of laughable lines. Just bad. It's fine. And I like them together. And she's fine. And so everything about this movie is fine. I think this is the weekend of fine. Just a lot of fine. And so it's not going to crack my top five, won't crack my top 10, but it'll be there somewhere in the middle. It's fine.
How could we forget Christmas at Dollywood?
That's right. Give me Dollywood.
This movie is actively bad. Here's the crazy thing is we're going to have to talk afterwards. This was my least favorite of this weekend.
Wow.
I take that back. Evergreen, Charm. What was the one we watched? What was the Saturday movies and mysteries?
It was not the Charm. It was the movie that is out. Time for Us to Come Home for Christmas.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, man. Ooh. Like when you stack this it up, this movie's
this
not.
This is a bad weekend of movies. I agree with you there. It's the worst weekend of movies we've had
so far.
all year. I agree with that. But this is my least favorite of the four that we watched this weekend. The writing is terrible. These two leads are just, I don't know. They both have done this thing so many times. You'd think they'd be naturals at it, but it seems like they're digressing. It is the first movie that we talk about this sometimes when the Baxter character or that boyfriend from high school or whatever is there. This movie, unequivocally, she should be with Dan. Like, she should just be with this guy. She shouldn't be with Dylan Neal. She should be with the guy from her hometown that she loved, and they clearly have a spark. It just is not a good movie. I was in the first, before the first commercial break, I was ready for it to be done, which may be a new record. It's an absolute dumpster fire. It may be bottom five for me. It is really, really bad. I did not like it at all. It's my least favorite Danica that I've ever seen. For sure. No questions about it.
Even that's a possible.
And Dollywood being second on that is Dollywood's real bad too. She's in a real streak here.
Yeah, I gotta think, I gotta do a little thinking because I don't it might be the worst of the weekend for me.
Yeah.
I gotta do some praying.
I think it is.
I'll do some praying tonight and I'll give you guys an update tomorrow. How about that?
Do it. Yeah. Sounds good.
For the final, the Christmas charm. Let's do all the feels, everybody. Please. Paying any feels for you, my friend?
If you're gonna find one in this movie, it's Brian, her teacher, going in for the date.
Yeah.
With I can't remember her name, but I thought that was a cute scene. He's eyeing her and he starts trying to feel out what's her situation. I don't know. I thought it was cute. Go for it.
Yeah, I do like Brian. I think my favorite scene that gave me the feels, more like laughy chuckle feels, is everybody trying to act like she's a good cook. Like, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's a funny scene.
And then she even messes up. Like, she didn't bake the pies, but for some reason
she was
trusted with the oven.
And putting it in on a certain time.
Yes, yeah, and it caught on fire. And like, that made me laugh. I thought it was a funny scene.
Yeah, I don't have any feels. The scene at the table when they all get really excited about the bread.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been there, and I think that scene was very organic and funny, and the rest of the movie wasn't. But it wasn't enough to give me the feels. It was still like, just tell her the food's inedible and don't eat it. Like she's a grown up. She can handle it. I just no.
How many times has it happened for her? Like, how many times has she done this?
Why is she trying that? Yeah. Why is she trying to cook a full meal if she knows it's not her thing? I don't understand. Like,
just stop.
It's going to do the opposite of impress the two guys she's trying to impress. I don't know why she would attempt such a thing. Mm-hmm. But I the whole movie is fairly nonsensical from her.
You think she's into both of them?
I think there's some part of her that's into both of them. Yeah,
I do. Yeah, I do.
I don't think she was into Dan.
Really?
I think she was.
I think she was willing to just...
She's at the very least into the idea of Dan. And who isn't? Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. No.
That guy in real life, his name is Dan. They didn't even give him a new name. They just said, Dan, come be Dan for a little bit.
I think she is into Trip, knows that she shouldn't be. Dan's there. And it's just kind of like, well, I guess I have Dan to fall back on now that he's coming back home.
You've thought about this more than the writers have. That's what I know.
That's how I feel about it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then when she's not even remotely sad that he's going back to Haiti. So sure. If there was any sort of conflict, I feel like she would have.
I think there's a little conflict. Like, oh, don't go.
Oh, please don't go to Haiti. I don't want you to
Haiti.
Let's take one more break.
Yay.
We'll come back here on Deck the Hallmark. I got to tell you, everybody, I got to tell you. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Guys, the Universal Yums box is where it's at, and this is the week. If you want to get it by Christmas time, you got to get it here because of the shipping and all that stuff.
Rush shipping. You're going to have to do rush shipping
and
at this point.
And the holiday box is worth it. I got a text from a buddy on Sunday who said, dude, be straight up with me. Is Universal Yums worth it? And I was like, dude, 100% it is. He was thinking about getting the box for his kids, like as a fun Christmas day, you know, stocking stuff and whatnot. Dude, it's great.
It's great for
it's
all
It's a
ages.
Lot of fun. And so if you want to, for sure, if you want to test it out, this is the month to do it because the holiday box is so much fun. It will give you those Christmas feels. You'll get holiday snacks from around the world, and they are offering our listeners $10
off.
$10 off.
A subscription.
That's exactly right.
You can also get the Italy box too right now, which has been an absolute all-star box. Yeah, it's great. It's got
so go to universalyums.com/deck. You won't regret it 100%.
You got to keep it 100, baby.
So will you regret it 90%?
No.
Nope.
You won't regret it 100%.
You won't, 100%. You won't regret it.
100%. You might get it and go, it's a 50-50.
guys, you ready?
Wait, what?
It's time for the Wait, What? It's part of the show we talk about. One of the movies go, wait, what? Panda?
The guy who owns everything, Mr. Grantham, his suggestion at one point during this movie is to cut everyone's column to once a week in order to bring
Danica back.
Mm-hmm. To which, like, the newspaper comes out every day, right?
Yes.
And she's not writing columns for everybody, right?
Right.
So what are you going to do with the content?
It's like, not, no. See, I have the reverse issue with this. Columns are not stories. So stories, there are newspaper writers who write the news.
Right.
So that's what the newspaper is filled with. And then in the newspaper, I know it's been a while since any of us have gotten a newspaper, unless it's the Wall Street Journal from last week.
We got one last week.
Then there are sections in the back that are columns. They're editorial columns.
Sure.
And there is no way that a newspaper has 12 daily columns in it. Like, they only have a few daily columns. Some of these columns aren't daily. They're weekly anyway. It was weird to me that they thought they had enough daily columnists to cut down. The way I took it was, we're going to run news, we're going to run Danica's column, and every other column is now down to weekly, which was what they should have probably been doing in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess it was just, I think maybe that's the hallmark. I want to know how many daily columns.
How many daily columns do you have? That is a the hallmark. I would agree.
The fact that she, okay, so the pie catches fire.
Yeah.
You know, sure, happens. I've caught cookies on fire. It's
I've
happened.
Caught taco shells on fire just trying to heat them up.
Yeah. That's not the problem. The problem is jumping immediately to the fire extinguisher right away, like full blown. Foam, pie to like.
What would you do in that situation?
I throw it immediately into the sink.
Yeah,
like that. I mean, I feel like 99% of people, it would take you for that small fire more time to go try to find the fire extinguisher, and then just throwing it. Now there comes a point where if there's a fire's bigger, that's where you go bust out that bad boy.
I think what's interesting is when I, you know, if the sink's not on and you got your hands on a flames. You get it in the sink, then I guess you turn the sink on afterwards and hopefully the flames don't catch anything else on the way. I was making, my wife had made tacos. I was reheating them while before she got home, as I do. And I got those crunchy shells and I just was going to put them in the broiler for like a minute.
Oh yeah.
And I forgot about them and they were literally aflame. Like they were on fire.
Yeah.
And the pan had no edges. Like I'm holding it.
Oh yeah.
And so I literally went out my back door and set them down on the back porch. Yeah. And then just stomped on him and it was done.
Yeah.
Which I would never think to
stomp.
Go. Oh, stomp. Oh, boom, boom, boom.
I was going with stomp Kirk Franklin.
Oh, GP, are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a weird time to jump in there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was, we got this.
I think
this
if you had multiple people in the house and you saw a flame, it would be possible. I would never have, it would never occur to me.
No.
To get a fire extinguisher out for one thing that was on fire.
That was bold. Contained. That was bold.
Yes.
That was a
she's
bold
going all
move.
In.
Sure. When does she have time to plan all these impromptu events that take place every day with her column? Because we're not talking about small little events. She's writing a column. So first of all, she writes a column every day.
That's right.
And then has decided to pair it with a unique event every single day.
and she's dating her boss. We'll get into that. Like, that's kind of. Yeah. When is she having time? Like, I mean, and then the grand finale is a ball. Yeah. She has time to plan a ball.
It's Garland for you, baby.
Oh, like, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I'll stop right there. I mean, you guys can cover the rest of them. There's a ton in this movie.
My guy has the goal to fire people and then hop on a plane last minute.
Yep, there it is.
Cross country.
There's the big one.
To stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was originally going to be one night.
2 weeks.
But it turns into another night. And it was originally going to be one night.
I know, but it turns into 2 weeks.
And then it turns into 2 weeks.
He just got the job.
Now, that he doesn't, he's not, that he should be fired.
Like immediately.
That, if the charts are what they say in the graphs, they can't, he can't do that. Travel is, we're not traveling this holiday season, everybody, for our stories. We're grounded. When she gets a new job there in the city, in her hometown, he's like, well, how fast can you write? And she says, faster than Santa's sleigh. Now, I just want to point out, Santa's sleigh cannot write. Santa's sleigh, that's something that Santa's sleigh does not do. Now, if she were to say faster than Santa's sleigh flies, then yes, that would be a speed. But faster than Santa's sleigh is implying that Santa's sleigh is able to type, which maybe it is. It's a magic sleigh. I don't know. How big does Danica think that magic eight balls are? Because she's going like this. And I don't think
magic
she is.
Magic eight bowling ball.
Yeah, I don't think she's seen one before. Danica says, if it's right, shouldn't it be easy? And no. I will say no.
No.
As somebody who... quit a paying job to podcast.
That's right.
That wasn't easy. It was an easy thing. It was a great thing. I love it. It's so much fun, but not easy. And not all the right things are easy to
do. Sometimes they're hard.
Sometimes the right thing is the hardest thing to do, Danica. Sometimes the right thing costs you a lot.
You go preach.
So that's incorrect. Stan, go ahead.
If it's right, shouldn't it be easy? I still can't believe she said that.
Man.
I just can't believe
Pastor she said Brand. That loved it, buddy.
So she, when she writes her column, it's a daily column. So she's writing this column 5 days a week, maybe seven, depending. I'm assuming it's five.
When big she fun, writes, maybe six.
Big fun, big five, maybe six. She writes, at her column is called Your Best Self. For every one of her daily columns, on her own personal computer on Microsoft Word, she writes Your Best Self at the top in big, bold letters. Got to be reminded every day what my column is. Don't want to confuse it with my other things. And look, if she's got that big of a following and she's got advertising in New York City on the cabs, I got news for you, Danica. It's 2020. You start that bad boy online, you'll make way more money than trying to start it in a small town's newspaper. People don't read the newspaper anymore. You have a brand, just put it online and it'll work out.
Yep.
Her brother, or maybe just best friend, I think it's his best friend, comes back home and he says that Dylan Neal's going to lose his job if he doesn't bring her back on board. And she says, that sounds like office gossip to me. And he said, no, Gina told me. Yeah. Stan corrected. I'm sorry. It's office gossip. But if it comes from Gina, Gina knows everything. And Gina's not a gossip.
No,
if Gina tells you, you can take that
to the
bank. Gina said it. It happened. I believe it. That settles it.
Gina,
she is a trusted source. I'll say that much.
Yeah, she is a trusted source. They're playing Christmas charades in this movie, thank God. And they're taking turns. And Dylan Neal gets up there. And usually with charades, you have to draw to what you're going to sign, like a movie or a title out of a hat. So there's some accountability. He gets up there and he goes, oh, I got one. And then he does Santa Claus. If you can choose what you want to charade, then why are we even playing charades?
Yeah. I got one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gifts, presents, decorate
snowman.
Frosty.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was Frosty coming to life there at the end.
Frosty coming to life.
Hello, it's in Frosty.
In Frosty the Musical.
Frosty, real life. It's happening, everybody. Right. I keep bringing it up. Frosty, real life reboot. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Who did I say would be a good Frosty?
The evil Mad Hatter.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Captain Hatz.
Captain Hatz was not it. It was Fast Face. It wasn't. It was a guy. It was a guy from the Hallmark movies.
Yes, and we'll I said he'd be a magician.
In this movie, she says these two lines as one line. She says, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life and you only live once. And he says, I learned that through your column. Those two things are sayings that have been around for decades. She did not teach anyone that. You only live once literally is shortened to YOLO. Like, these two things are not nuggets of wisdom from Kaylee. They're just like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if she can type those out without some sort of copyright infringement. That is not a life lesson at this point. That is just a known commodity of phrases that people use.
I just heard from Gina. Gina said that she actually did coin that.
Gina said, she, even though she's only been working there 5 years and she both those it. Phrases are older.
She coined it.
Man, Gina don't lie.
Gina don't lie.
Yeah. And I do have to, I know we've already talked about this, but this guy reads her book, goes and gets her a book deal, and somehow, without even asking, gets her column that she's writing for a local newspaper syndicated across the country. Mm-hmm. So basically, he is saying, you get to do what you love at the pace and speed you love doing it and work from wherever you want to work and be a millionaire, and she is mad at him. I just don't, it's not like he did it. There was no impropriety here. Mm-hmm. He did it the right way.
Is it, well, she claims that her book was too personal. But then why would you write
it? She finished it and let him read it.
The only right way he didn't ask her if
he could go to publishing.
Yes. He should have said, hey, I really like this. It's right. Like, there should have been an extra bonus combo.
This is a small, like, she should have been like, man, I'm really upset that you did that. But also,
but they like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For going the extra mile. I can't believe you really like it. Like, she clearly was, she wouldn't let him read it if she didn't want to know what he thought.
Do you think though, okay, here, listen, far be it from me.
You've never written anything personal. No, that's
true. We have a book coming out in less than a year.
That's true.
You've never written anything personal.
Yeah, there's something personal for me in the book.
That's true. I read that, man. It is, that's hard hitting. I took it to publisher. He said.
He said good? How dare you?
do you think that she was, okay, that the only reason she got the book deal though was in order for her to be syndicated across, like, because it's the same guy who's doing both.
But if it, yeah, yeah. But
and
if,
so like.
If it's syndicated, she doesn't have to work in New York anymore. If it's syndicated, she can work from wherever she wants. That helps her.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if she was just offended because, okay, the only reason I'm really getting this book deal is because...
Yeah, very well, but still, I mean, who's still that upset at that point? You still get to do what you love at the pace you love to do it, where you love to do it.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I just heard from the publisher. He said it's not good anymore.
What about Gina?
Gina said she loved it.
Okay, good. Good to know.
I sent it to everybody.
Gina.
You sent it to everybody?
I sent it to everybody.
That may hurt book sales.
Maybe a little bit.
Well, no, I just sent Dan's part.
Oh, Dan's part. Okay, yeah. Good.
All right.
Everyone loves it.
Really good. I'm
except
glad
for
hear
the
it.
Agent.
The agent said no.
Gina's out now, too.
Gina's out as well.
Wow.
Can't I don't know keep them all together.
You can't.
Man.
Fred, though, he's in.
Yeah, Fred.
Oh, Fred's out.
Oh.
Ooh, B. B says, good blurb.
Good blurb.
Oh, B says she's out.
It's a weird bit, man.
It's time for What the Hallmark is the first show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe have to give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
Dan, I need more.
Let's
Dan.
Let's go, Dan.
Dan, all day, twice on Sunday. Love Dan. Here's the deal. I want to know what happens with Dan. I want to know why Dan is the way he is. And I want to know what Dan does with the 2 million, how the hospitals go. He's changing the world. Does he, in fact, change the world all the way around? Dan, Team Dan, go Dan.
Yes.
Go Dan.
Dan's
go.
Great.
Love Dan.
Dan is great. I think we all do.
Now, when you say, all day, every day, twice on Sunday. I want to know what are you and Dan up to? What are you doing
Dan's
twice?
Dan and I are grabbing drinks.
Twice on Sunday.
Twice on Sunday.
Hang out with him once the rest of the week.
Diet Coke.
Twice on Sunday.
I'm a Diet Coke boy.
twice on Sunday.
Twice on Sunday.
I got a couple. One, the big boss man, Jeffrey.
Yeah, yeah, Grantham.
The hat guy, if you recall.
The Exorcist.
Now,
dude, Evergreen, I pulled up a picture of the movie poster of the Exorcist.
Briefcase, hat and all.
He looks just like
him. The Exorcist, he does.
He's doing a bit in this movie that he did not do in Evergreen, where he's like, I'm talking like a baby. And I want to know the inspiration behind this for this guy, because he's talking to Dylan Neal. I would
love to get him on the show.
He's talking to Dylan Neal, and he's like, I think you should get her back. And if you don't, he'd be a good magician in the Frosty reboot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have a long call sheet for the magician.
We do. No one for Frosty. And speaking of voices,
his name's Jerry Wasserman.
Wasser. Here we come, a Wasserman. I was taken aback in this flick by how much Dylan Neal sounded like Rob Lowe.
Oh, so much.
And I haven't seen enough Dylan Neal to know if he's doing a bit, but he literally sounded exactly like Rob Lowe. And I don't know if that was a bit he was doing or if that's how he talks. I just need to know, Dan.
It sounded a ton like Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
So much. And certain things I was like, good Lord.
Yeah, I just want to know, I just need a final tally of who all is staying in Pine Valley.
Yeah.
It got a little confusing there because I feel like everybody was hooking up and getting together.
And did she take the full Monty deal?
I don't know.
Is she writing the big syndicated column?
I don't need to know what happens. I don't need to know what she said. Is that still on the table?
No, she says, I can write from Pine Brook.
Yeah, which we all knew. But I just need a final tally.
He's going to San Francisco.
He's going to San Francisco. But why would she say, I can write from Pine Brook, if she was talking about the job she already has in Pine Brook?
She
has to be taking the
job. I need
a
final tally. Yes. I need a final tally where everyone is and what they're doing at the end of this movie, because I got lost.
Here's what we know. Dan has $2 million.
He's going to Haiti.
He's going to Haiti.
Her friend who came all the way back across the country and met bartender guy.
Yes. I feel like he's staying.
You think I think he's staying.
Because he's freelancing at this point.
That's right.
He can freelance from anywhere.
Yeah. So I need to know what everybody's doing at the end of the movie. I don't need to know how they do.
And Danica's staying.
I'm confused. The 2 hour the relationship, I guess, is better than the 5 hour flight.
Yeah, the trip being 2 hours away was
Where in terms of proximity? I assume they were in Colorado.
No,
they're in California.
Northern California.
They're up there where it snows all day. All right, we did it. Congratulations! One more movie tomorrow, everybody. The Christmas Charm. We're gonna be talking about charms.
Yeah,
you got my lucky charms.
What is that?
That's the guy.
That's the Irish guy?
Yeah, I just dialed it back a bit.
You dialed it back to nothing.
You blarns. We got dope, something to get out of the way. And by get out of the way, I mean sit on for a little bit. And it's a double decker of the week. Mm-hmm. Panda, the early reviews are in it, and this season's been hot.
Yeah,
for double deckers of the week. You've been doing this amazing investigative journalism. You could get a job in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Who do we have?
Catherine McClurg.
Catherine's
color, Katie.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah.
So you did a deep dive on Katie. What do we got?
Katie's great. Can I say this? I actually met Katie. Didn't have to Google Plus it, but I ended up doing a Google Plus. Just to cover my bases. Katie and I met. She bought everyone at Big Fozzie's around, and I was just thrilled with that.
So you were at Big Fozzie's. When were you at Big Fozzie's?
Oh, about 3 weeks ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. In Tulsa.
Okay. Yeah. So now we have all kind of committed to try the best we can.
Right. Sure.
To be quarantined so we can record in person.
Yep.
And now you went to Tulsa.
Yep.
Went to a bar.
Big Fozzie's.
Big Fozzie's.
Yep.
Katie was there. She bought a drink for everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody at the bar.
Yeah.
Did you know about this, Dan?
I didn't.
It's open air, 100 feet apart, everybody.
100 feet
it's
apart?
It's massive. Big Fozzie's everybody. Is huge. Everybody.
How big is the bar?
Oh, huge. I don't want to get too bold, but it's probably a good half mile.
A half mile bar. Big Fozzie's.
When you say half mile bar, do you mean like just, or is the bar full, like the full bar?
Well, I didn't do the exact measurements. Sure. But when you do the aerial view on Google Plus, it shows it quite substantial.
The aerial view on Google Plus, is that different than Google Earth and Google?
Yes.
You get more detail?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, does Katie do anything else or you just buy drinks?
She is actually one of the cooks at Big Fozzie's.
Interesting.
It's American Fusion.
American Fusion. Mm-hmm, what is their specialty?
Burgers crossed with burgers. It's American. They fuse American food together.
Burgers crossed with burgers?
Yeah. This is a double cross burger.
Do you have anything to say about this, Dan?
No.
All right. Well, Katie, thank you so much. Panda, what I said earlier, hot, hot, hot. I take that back. It's been squandered in this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with one more episode this week. 11 days straight, everybody.
Yay!
Until then, may we be the first to wish you
a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.